Welcome to South Jersey's Main Street Real Estate Agent Podcast. In this show, five-star real estate agent Nancy Kowalik explores the world of real estate and all things South Jersey. Here's your host, Nancy Kowalik.
Hello, I'm Nancy Kowalik, your Main Street real estate agent, and I'm here today with Karen Casey, who is my broker of record for Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, the Nancy Kowalik Group.
Hi, guys.
And we're going to come back to why her being broker of record is important. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that, first of all, I've known this woman for a lot of years. Right? our daughters went to school. Our daughters went to school together. We've been Girl Scout leaders together back in the day, if you can imagine.
Yes.
This was so much fun.
Cookie time.
So many things that we did together. Yes. And she still likes me, so we must be doing something.
That's right. Yes, I do.
Thursdays. So, but can you tell me a little bit about your background, Karen, before you got into real estate? So I had to kind of bring you back in.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have a real estate background prior to working with Nancy. It wasn't something I was 100% sure I wanted to get into. I have a corporate background, a lot of years of corporate training, business training. After that, I did a lot of work with different entrepreneurs. I like people that are cutting edge, want to do something new. I'm the kind of behind the scenes person. So when they're ready, they're like, oh my God, this is really going to be a business. This thing's going to grow. Oh no. Now I've got to put in computer systems, get a phone system, hire a staff, order paper, all the numbers and all the things a typical entrepreneur doesn't want to do. They want to do the creative stuff. They want to go hunt. They want to, you know, be the first on the beach, but somebody else has to come and bring the supplies, right?
Right.
And that's where I come in.
Yeah, yes. And it has been an amazing relationship. You've been here 8 years
now. Almost 8 years, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And really, I think, you know, leveling up myself as I was growing, you know, I had those typical, as an entrepreneur, I was like, oh my God, I can't spend that kind of money to hire somebody. That's a lot of money. I remember back in the day, I was terrified.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, Karen was like, I want paid vacation. I'm like, I don't think I paid vacation.
I know.
It was definitely different. It was a definite paradigm shift because, you know, I was starting a business and I was opening a business and I was running a business. And so businesses have these things. So, you know, it's one of those things that for me was a struggle, and it became something that we eventually came to terms on. And by the way, I now give myself days off for vacation. Yeah. So, you know, those things
you have to.
And I really enjoy that time away. But so I want to talk a little bit more about some of the pieces. So you as a broker of record for the MLS.
Right. So we have two agencies.
Yes.
I think a lot of people out there might be confused because there are two agencies. There's a lot of crazy rumors, you know, we're two women and Nancy's made a lot of changes. So when people don't know what's going on, they pick it up in their head. And there's all kinds of reasons why they thought I became broker of record. But really it's because we're sitting down trying to figure out what's best for our clients.
Yes.
One of the things that Nancy has always insisted on, both of us have always insisted on, is giving the best service, five-star service to everyone.
Yes.
Clients, vendors, competitors, other realtors, our staff, our neighbors,
yes,
the community, giving back to our charities. These are things that are really important to us. So it's not just something we like to say.
Right.
Then we started finding out that there are cases we could not give the proper five-star service to clients and still follow the stringent rules of the MLS, which is multiple listing services, for those of you that don't know, which is where, you know, most agents will throw your house off there and hope somebody comes and buys it.
Yes.
That's not what we are. In fact, the reason I came to real estate, other people wanted me to come, but it wasn't something I wanted to do. I like to be cutting edge. I want to be doing something new. When I realize is, Nancy may be called a realtor, but really she's a marketer. You're a marketer who happens to sell houses.
That's exactly right.
So her approach is so different than everybody else that came to me that it intrigued me. It's what brought me here because I knew we would be different and we would truly keep to that spirit of five-star service.
Yes.
And there are clients that need more than the MLS will allow us to do.
Correct.
And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that.
So what that means is the multiple listing services kind of almost governs our business. So the National Association of Realtors and the multiple listing services have come up with these sets of rules that are one size fits all for the agents. It's really agent centric. And my business is client centric. So it was not a good fit in this way. So I had several clients that were very public figures and several clients in this area, very public figures. And they're like, Nancy, I want to sell my house. I want you to find me a buyer, but I don't want it on the MLS. I don't want it out there. Now, here's the rub. The multiple listing service basically owns you as an agent. If you anything you put in any listing you take or any property to sell must be in the MLS within 24 hours, and you must show that property to whomever wants to come see it. We put parameters on it that say basically you must be qualified to come see it because the sellers have an expectation you can buy the house when you go see it. Imagine that, right? So especially when they're spending hours cleaning and taking the whole family and the critters out, right? So, but that's forced on us by the multiple listing system, and that's not conducive. And show it every day. You know, I will say that, you know, sometimes you get a client that's like, what do you mean they don't want to show it today? Do they want to sell the house? Well, you know, here's the thing. It's still their house. We have to have respect for it. It is their home and their choice. I say this so many times a day that it's in my sleep. It is your home and your choice always. It's your domain and you still own it. Yes, you want to sell it, but we need to do it in a respectful way. Mm-hmm. And so what we had to do is I literally had to drop out of the National Association of Realtors and drop out of the MLS to open my own brokerage, which is not focused on the MLS. So if you want to sell your home privately and you don't want everyone else to see it, have the address, have all of your information, I can do that for you. I can market it. But I could not do that as part of the MLS. I couldn't do it privately. I could take the listing and I could literally not even mail that information or email that information to anybody. They made it so cost prohibitive. I was fined for this. There's all sorts of things that go into it. Yeah. And it's not customer focused. And so my private brokerage, which is Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, New Jersey, I am the broker of record. And that allows complete privacy for clients that want that as part of their service. Yeah. And it still allows me to market in a private way. I can show different pictures of a room. I can show different locations. I don't have to show an address, a price tag, and all the pertinent details until I know that you're qualified for that information, right? We've even had non-disclosure agreements just to get the address of a property. So there's a lot that goes into this that we have to be sensitive to. And so The only way to do it was to kind of, I literally had to drop out of all of those national boards.
You were forced to, unfortunately.
I was.
The rules, again, like you said, you know, the elephant in the room is Zillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
A buyer goes to Zillow.
Yeah.
It is like, they pick up the phone. They think they're speaking to me or Nancy, but they're not. They might be speaking to somebody that's not even in this state at times.
Yes.
They don't know the area. They don't know their home. They're giving misinformation about our listings.
Yes.
They're not highlighting the things that are important to the seller, the things that might be important to a buyer.
Right.
Misinformation is being given out. We're not allowed to make sure, you know, that there's not a lot of loopy-loos. And unfortunately, we do some luxury properties. And in that arena, there are a lot of people that just want to go through because they just want to see what these houses look like, which I understand that being like somebody who likes to look at houses.
Yep.
But it's not fair to the seller to say you have to let all these loopy-loos walking through your house that don't even have the qualifications to buy it.
Correct. I mean, it is again, your home, your castle, your domain, and privacy. So the MLS actually balks when we say you must be pre-qualified and see this property, and they give us a bit of a hard time. And we say, well, the seller has said they want people, only qualified people, through their property. So there's a lot of things that go into the back end of this. And we talk about Zillow and other third-party entities, the Redfins, the Realtor.coms. There are so many of them out there that represent things. And what Carol alluded to, or what she spoke about, was if someone, you know, ring, ring, I'm calling about 123 Main Street, and someone says, oh, what did you like about that property? And asks a lot of questions, and then literally will say, you know what, the taxes are too high at that property, you might want to go see another one. I've seen this happen personally. Yes. I've had clients secret shop their homes and say, oh my God, that is what happens. And the respect is not being given to their property, their situation, their family. Mm-hmm. So by having a private entity, it allows me to offer solutions to those problems. It's not a one-size-fits-all any more than an MLS is one-size-fits-all.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, for a seller, you put your house out there to sell it. You don't want somebody to say, oh, don't go buy that, buy somebody else's. Or to say, we had one where, oh, no, there's no pool. There was a lovely saltwater pool in the backyard.
Yes, yes.
It was just back behind privacy fencing.
Yep.
This person did a drive-by, didn't know anything about this house.
Great.
Often, the person showing your home could have met that client on your front step.
Yes.
They don't even know who's coming through.
Yes.
So these are some of the problems we come across.
Yes.
You know, it's not only privacy. Sometimes it's a timing thing. Somebody might have something going on and they have very special needs for when they're leaving and what they need to make it okay.
Yes.
This allows us to give them the same five-star services we give everyone. And we're talking about a rental, a short sale, a luxury property, or trailer.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves to have that same dignity and respect.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do here.
Always. And, you know, I think the interesting thing about our business is it has become agent focused. A lot of the focus is on agents who oftentimes are not trained as well as they should be. And, you know, as my brokerage, as my brokerages, The leadership team here, we're intent on making sure that there's a great training and that there's great support for everybody. But I will tell you, I've done so many deals with agents who literally will ask me,
How do I do this?
Can I ask for that in the client repair? And I'm the listing agent, and I'm going to tell them the ethical answer, the correct answer. But
for not all of them going to.
No, and for them to not really even realize. So there's just such a disparity. Everybody's supposed to be paid the same way. But the training and the professionalism is not there. So all those shortcomings aside, every business has them, and every industry has them. What we've set up to do here is to do it differently, to bring a level of professionalism to this endeavor. And it is, we are a marketing company that sells real estate. I mean, that's what we do.
And we're a service company.
Yes.
And the most important thing to a service company is providing good service. And sometimes that means saying, we've got to think outside of the box for you. We need to move you over to this private agency and give them what they need. Because at the end of the day, it's not about us. This is people's lives, just their homes, their upsides and their downsides. And sometimes it's joy in marriage. Sometimes it's a little sad in a divorce or someone died or they've got a new job. There's a million moving parts. Someone needs to make sure that we're watching what's best for them at all times. And that's what we're supposed to do as realtors. We're supposed to be watching out our clients. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that are just watching out for their commission. And they'll go around the system. They'll give misinformation. Sometimes they're giving misinformation for no fault of their own. They're just not trained properly. And that's just, I think that's why we're different. We make sure our agents are fully trained and continually trained. Not the 12 hours the real estate commission once every two years.
I know.
It's not doing 12 hours, I think every 2 weeks. They do about 6 hours a week of training, not here. They can do it on their own time, but we're constantly training. We're constantly matching up the right agent with the right client. So if you need a septic specialist, right, I've got someone who does that. You're a commercial. I've got somebody who only focuses on commercials. But they all have access to Manturai. So they have that high end. They can get service immediately. So although we are growing and getting bigger and kicking some ass out there, if they say so myself, yes, we are still want people to, we know your name. We have a live person answering the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You are important. Any agent, an agent that's been here a month and an agent that's been here 20 years has my cell phone and can get to me in 15 minutes. And if I don't answer, Nancy will.
Yeah.
I'm an early bird. She's a night owl. Between the two of us, we get a lot of coverage. So I feel really good about it, but there's a lot of rumors out why we did it. So it's kind of nice to clear it up.
It is, right? Yeah. It is. It's and it's definitely thinking outside the box. You know, there will be more brokerages to come. So, and that's exciting as we grow. And as we grow, and only because I have amazing leadership here, by the way. So,
you know, I hire like-minded people. And as you start watching this podcast, I think you're going to start seeing a theme. We are all passionate. We're all excited. We're all honest, ethical, and hardworking. And we're going to bring that to your sale or bond.
Right. So, and if you're an agent and you're not getting these things, it's okay to reach out. It doesn't mean I'm going to try and recruit you because not everyone's a good fit.
No.
Right?
No, absolutely.
And so I've turned away more people than I've brought in because it really is about a mindset. We believe fully that if we get enough people to their goal, we will get to our goal.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, most agents that come across my desk, take a look at our numbers. You're going to see that there are agencies that have 10 times our agents and are making less than us. I don't take everybody. They've got to get through me and Nancy, so they have to understand both sides of the deal to be released into the wild, as I like to say. They're constantly trained. They're never just left out there. But I will ask you this. Do you know the difference between a lead and an appointment? And if you don't, you really do want to call one of us.
Excellent point.
You really do want to call one of us because I guarantee you our agents, they knew the difference.
They definitely know the difference. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So any parting thoughts on this? That was a great way to end it if we want to go there. But I really appreciate you taking your time.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It was kind of fun. I was terrified. I hate doing these things, but you made it very easy.
Yes.
Easy answers because they're all true. You don't need any scripting when you're coming from the heart, right?
Yeah.
So thank you for taking the time to listen to this. And like I said, if you're agent out there and you're thinking that maybe you're not getting the kind of training you need, maybe you are, maybe you're not, make a phone call. Doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly.
And of course, it will be confidential.
That's 100% it.
Yeah.
That's 100% it. Right. That's exactly it. So thank you for taking your time today. Karen, thank you for taking your time to tune in and listen. I'm Nancy Kowalik, your Main Street real estate agent. Go make it a great day.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of South Jersey's Main Street Real Estate Agent Podcast. To learn more about working with Nancy and her five-star real estate team, visit nancykowalik.com.